Hello, my name's Paul Compton. My job title is Building Security and Productions Officer, and I work at Gloucestershire Archives. Effectively, although it's sort of a grand title, my role is really a caretaker. But the caretaker role is quite important because you have to follow national compliance regulations in regard to fire safety, intruder alarms, fire extinguishers, emergency doors, lighting, and then all the maintenance of the fabric of the building. So if any of that sort of goes wrong, it has an effect on the storage of the documents, which is, you know, the most important sort of reason for why we're here. Some of the tasks are daily, some are weekly, some are monthly, but they have to be done. In relation really to the documents, the most important thing is the temperature, humidity. Obviously, if you store documents in a too damp an environment, you can damage them. But conversely, too hot can affect the documents as well and dry them out. And we do that with air conditioning cabinets that are built in on the roof. And when you think you've got priceless documents and artefacts going back to 15th century here for the whole of Gloucestershire, it's really important that is controlled. I've got quite a logical mind and I like to work things out, and if there's a problem I like to analyse it and see what we can do and how we can go about fixing it. And I'm a bit nosy anyway in relation to contraptions and how things work, so it probably suits me down to the ground really, this role, because there's something different every day. I'm fortunate to live in a mid-Victorian gamekeeper's lodge, which was part of the Hynham Court estate, just on the outskirts of Hynham, and it's called Rodway Lodge. We moved in December 2012, and we didn't know anything about the house other than it was lovely, because it looks fantastic, you know, sort of half brick and timber. And it's just a fabulous place. It's all sort of uphill and downstairs, and, you know, you go up two steps, down three. You go down six steps to go into the lounge, because the lounge is built into the bank. Luckily, because I work here, I've got some colleagues to look into the history. I think of all the things we found out so far, the most interesting thing is a chap called William Mercer unfortunately met his end in an accident on the Newent Road just outside our house. He was living in the house with his wife and nine children in 1907 and was walking on the Newent Road and was unfortunately knocked down and killed by a horse and cart. And the chap who knocked him over was so distraught that he paid for his funeral. And that's as far as we've got so far. My wife's dying for some photographs, contemporary photographs of the house, so we can sort of try and trace the history a little bit more, you know. We managed to get a postcard, a Frith postcard from 1909, of the front of the house, which actually shows some of the tiles on the roof were different at the time it was built. And they've actually got diamonds put into the roof of the building with you know, different coloured tiles, and they're not on the house anymore. There's loads and loads of stuff that we found out, and there's you'd think in an archive that you're just going to have the deeds, covenants, things like that, paper records, but there's tons and tons of photographic evidence, even items of clothing, shoes, booklets, little trinket boxes. There's a myriad of things here that you would never ever expect to find in an archive, and everything, every document, every item is like a social history of the county. Part of the role as a caretaker as well is that I'm on a call out list for emergencies. My first call out ever was last Wednesday, where I was informed that the intruder alarm had gone off. I happened to think to myself, and I don't know why I thought that, but I just thought there's something not quite right here. Anyway, I arrived here, checked the perimeter of the building, which you're supposed to do, see if anybody's broken in, nothing. So I thought, okay, that's okay. And it was hammering down with rain as well. So I got inside the building, turned the alarm off, checked the interior of the building, and the last part I check, ironically, is Moons, which is the area where all the strong rooms are. And as I walked up the corridor, I could see water coming from under the double doors. And I immediately thought, oh my God, the documents. Went in there, floor was covered in water, and I could hear water running, which is a bad sign. A lot of water, you know, sort of, and I thought, oh my goodness. And then I could see that there was water cascading off the ceiling of the strong rooms. Now, the strong rooms are in a huge room within another room, which is the outer building, and the water had been pouring in from a gullies, onto the roof, onto the inner roof of the strong rooms, and then cascading off onto the floor. So I panicked then. I thought, goodness me. So emergency call out, get some guys out. I said to him, we better do something, because I said we've got millions of pounds worth of irreplaceable documents here, and I said, and it's pouring in onto the roof. Luckily they turned up. These guys came out and were fantastic. Said, yeah, the drain pipes blocked all the gullies where the rainwater runs in off the roof, and they cleared them out and got the water running again. And myself and Heather spent 2 hours with brooms pushing gallons and gallons of water out through a fire door. Thankfully, the next day, when it had stopped raining, there was no more water, and we appeared to have got through that. That was completely out of the ordinary, really. It was just something that's never ever happened before, but it was because it was this pure volume of water that was falling that the drains just couldn't cope with. But that's part and parcel of the role, really. But you just got to try and stay calm, I suppose, and like I say, think logically and think, right, this is happening, what have I got to do to stop it or put it right. I'm lucky that's the way I am, I suppose. I don't get easily panicked. It's probably the best job I've ever had, I think, because of the people, the positive attitude that everybody's got, and the passion that Heather Forbes has for the place and the people in it, makes it a pleasure to be here, really.